Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Human Agent Orchestrator: Leading and Scaling AI-Driven Organizations by Pascal Bournette and co-authors, is a business and management book about the organizational consequences of agentic artificial intelligence. Its central premise is that leaders are entering a period in which they will not only manage people, software, and processes, but also coordinate autonomous AI agents that can plan, act, learn, and participate in work, rather than treating AI as a narrow automation tool. But the book frames it as a new class of organizational actor that must be designed into workflows, governed responsibly, and aligned with human judgment. The work is aimed at executives, managers, transformation leaders, and professionals who need a practical language for deploying AI agents at scale. Its purpose is strategic rather than technical. It offers concepts, operating principles, and implementation guidance for building hybrid human and AI organizations while preserving the value of human creativity, accountability, and social intelligence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, managing hybrid organizations where humans and AI agents share work. A central topic of the book is the shift from managing only human teams to orchestrating mixed systems of employees and AI agents. This distinction matters because agentic AI is not presented merely as another productivity application. It can receive goals, break tasks into steps, interact with tools, and adapt through feedback, which changes how work is assigned and supervised. In a conventional organization, managers distribute tasks among people according to capability, role, and accountability. In a human agent organization, leaders must also decide which objectives can be delegated to AI agents, where human approval is required, and how outcomes should be monitored. The book positions orchestration as the managerial capability that connects these decisions. It requires mapping human strengths and AI capabilities together rather than replacing one with the other. This approach also reframes productivity. The important question is not how many tasks can be automated, but how work can be redesigned so that AI handles scalable analysis, execution, and coordination while humans focus on judgment, relationship management, values, and exception handling. Secondly, using the SPAR framework to evaluate agentic AI maturity. The book discusses the maturity of AI agents through the SPAR framework, which emphasizes sensing, planning, acting, and reflection. This framework is useful because it separates agentic AI from simpler automation. A basic automated system follows predetermined steps, while a more capable agent can perceive inputs from its environment, form a plan, execute through connected systems, and improve by reviewing results. The sensing component concerns how an agent gathers information from data, conversations, workflows, or external tools. Planning concerns its ability to choose a sequence of actions rather than produce a single response. Acting concerns the execution of tasks, such as generating documents, coordinating handoffs, or triggering processes. Reflection concerns learning from outcomes, storing context, and adjusting future behavior. By presenting these capabilities as a maturity path, the book gives leaders a way to ask practical questions before deployment. They can assess whether an agent is suited only for assistance, whether it can operate semi-autonomously, and what forms of human oversight are necessary. The framework, therefore, turns a broad technology trend into a usable diagnostic tool for organizational design. Thirdly, scaling AI agents through workflow redesign rather than isolated pilots. Another important topic is the difficulty of moving from experiments to organization-wide value. The book treats pilots as necessary but insufficient, because isolated AI tools often fail to change the underlying structure of work. To scale AI agents, leaders need to redesign workflows around outcomes, decision points, handoffs, data access, and governance. This means identifying where agents can remove bottlenecks, support faster decisions, or coordinate repetitive processes across functions. It also means recognizing that scaling is not just a technology rollout. Employees need clarity about how agents will affect responsibilities, how performance will be measured, and when human intervention is expected. The book emphasizes orchestration because agentic AI can interact with multiple systems and roles, creating value only when its actions fit into a coherent operating model. Without that model, organizations risk fragmented tools, duplicated effort, unclear accountability, and user resistance. The practical implication is that leaders should start with business processes and decision flows, not with fascination for the newest model. AI agents become strategically useful when they are embedded in redesigned work systems that make their role explicit, measurable, and governable. Fourthly, preserving human value through judgment, creativity, and accountability. The book has a human-centric orientation, arguing that the greatest value of AI emerges when machine capabilities complement rather than displace human strengths. This is not a sentimental claim. It is an operational requirement, AI agents may process information quickly, generate options, and execute tasks, but organizations still need people to define purpose, interpret ambiguous situations, weigh ethical trade-offs, and maintain trust with customers, employees, and partners. The book, therefore, treats skills such as critical thinking, creativity, social authenticity, and responsible judgment as strategic assets. In a human agent organization, these skills become more important because AI can increase the speed and scale of decisions, making weak oversight more costly. The human role shifts from performing every step to setting direction, evaluating quality, challenging outputs, and deciding when context overrides automation. This perspective also helps leaders communicate AI adoption more credibly. If employees are told only that AI will increase efficiency, resistance is likely. If they understand how their uniquely human contributions fit into the new operating model, adoption becomes more purposeful and less reductive. Lastly, redefining leadership as orchestration, oversight, and responsible delegation, the leadership model presented in the book moves beyond traditional command and control. In an AI-driven organization, leaders increasingly set goals, define constraints, allocate authority, and oversee systems that may act with significant autonomy. This changes the nature of delegation. A manager assigning work to a person can rely on professional norms, shared context, and direct conversation. Delegating to AI agents requires clearer definitions of objectives, data boundaries, approval thresholds, escalation rules, and acceptable risk. The book, therefore, frames leadership as orchestration, aligning people, agents, processes, and governance so that autonomous activity remains useful and accountable. This also requires a different form of literacy. Leaders do not necessarily need to become engineers, but they must understand enough about agentic capabilities and limitations to ask informed questions. They need to know what should be automated, what should remain human-led, and where hybrid review is necessary. The broader implication is that AI strategy becomes inseparable from management practice. Organizations that treat agentic AI only as an IT project may miss the deeper change. Leadership itself must adapt to systems that can act, learn, and coordinate. In conclusion, the human agent orchestrator is most relevant for executives, managers, transformation leaders, consultants, and professionals responsible for turning AI interest into operational change. Readers looking for programming detail, model architecture, or implementation code may find it less suited to their needs because its emphasis is strategic and managerial. Its practical value lies in giving leaders a vocabulary for deciding where AI agents belong, how they should be supervised, and how human roles should evolve around them. Intellectually, it helps clarify why agentic AI is different from earlier waves of automation. The issue is no longer only task replacement, but coordination among autonomous digital actors and human decision makers. Compared with many business books on AI, it stands out by focusing on orchestration as the core leadership problem. Many similar titles explain generative AI tools, productivity use cases, or broad digital transformation themes. This book is more specifically positioned around the design and scaling of hyperhuman agent organizations. Its human-centric emphasis also keeps the discussion grounded in accountability, judgment, and organizational trust rather than presenting autonomy as an end in itself. For readers preparing for AI adoption at scale, the book offers a realistic framework for thinking beyond pilots and toward durable operating models. If you would like to support Pascal Bornet, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.